What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist that I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. So today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist heals, quote unquote heals, inside of another relationship versus a non-narcissistic person healing outside of relationships. So, as a lot of you might know, if you're new to narcissistic awareness, narcissistic abuse, and things like that, narcissistic people, even including myself, they diagnose narcissists, don't like to be alone. Most narcissistic people are codependents and need other people in their lives to fulfill different needs and wants and things like that, to get different supplies. You know what I mean? So narcissistic people heal, like, instead of like when a narcissist like goes through a breakup, like when we go through breakups and things like that, when we get divorced or separated or something along those lines, like, we or the narcissistic person in your life, the toxic person in your life, is already preparing the next person to be in a relationship with. That's why narcissistic people move on so quickly. That's why it seems like, well, when we broke up 2 weeks later, they were already in another relationship. They were already happy and moved on. Like, what was it about me? What didn't I do right? Why didn't they give this time, effort, and energy to me? What did I do wrong? Like, am I not enough? Was this other person good enough? And the answer to that question is going to be simply, you didn't do, like, because y'all, okay, nobody's perfect inside a relationship. This is not me trying to victim blame, but nobody's perfect inside a relationship. I know some of y'all are like, I was perfect. Nobody's perfect in a relationship. Everybody's going to make mistakes. Some mistakes are way bigger than others, and some people abuse and other people don't abuse. So let's leave it like that. So it has a lot less to do with you. When a narcissist moves on quickly, it has a lot less to do with you than it does with that person. So I was talking to a young lady this morning, and it's a very, very similar situation. Like, she said she met a guy on Tinder. They were just talking for 2 weeks. They didn't meet up. And then, like, 2 weeks later, he was just saying, my divorce is finalized. Now we can get up. And she was like, wait, you didn't even tell me you were married. You see, he had talked to her for 2 weeks, building up the time. And then when his divorce got finalized, he immediately tried to move on to her. You see how that works right there? He love bombed her. Y'all know how it happens. A lot of people are like, why? There would have been a red flag. Man, I would have stopped talking to him right there. A lot of people would have stopped talking to him, and a lot of people wouldn't have. You know, everybody's just different. You know, y'all know how narcissistic people are. They love bomb you. They say what you want to hear. They say what you need to hear and things like that. So, yeah, this is not me judging her. I had a very, very pleasant conversation with her this morning at 6 a.m. But, yeah. So you see how he moved on, and like, he moved on immediately to somebody else. So 2 weeks later, he's in a relationship after his divorce. And I think they were still living together and everything. So after the divorce finalized, he moved out and all this other good stuff. So you see how that situation, he already moved on. So he told the girl, he's like, I'm good. I healed while I was in that relationship because I was mentally separated from her for a long time. Lie. Yeah, could you be narcissistic people like myself? We can get emotionally disconnected while we are in a relationship, but we don't heal while we're in a relationship. And that woman had filed for divorce on him, so he didn't want to get divorced. So again, another possibility is that he was holding out those 2 weeks, hoping that she would take the divorce away, but she didn't. So he had his backup plan and moved on. But yeah, he said, I healed while I was in that old relationship. No, you didn't. Narcissistic people, like narcissists, we take our emotional baggage, our trauma from whenever, we take it and we put it in like a book bag, and we take that book bag of trauma and emotional unavailability from relationship to relationship to relationship when we are piling it on. So every relationship is typically going to get worse because there's more trauma. Everybody thinks relationships are going to get better. They're like, oh, she's giving the next guy everything that she told me she's going to give me, and I hate it. But she's going to traumatize him even more too. I mean, I feel like, yeah, it starts off good because your relationship started off good, didn't it? Why everybody thinks relationships are supposed to start off bad? You know what I mean? Everybody's like, they're treating the next person so much better. I'm watching on social media, they're so happy. Of course. That narcissist or toxic person is trying to heal in the next relationship. They're trying to work through their trauma by dealing with somebody else as opposed to going through therapy. Like a non-narcissistic person, a person that is not a narcissist, y'all deal with trauma outside of, you should, most people do. You deal with trauma outside of relationships. You go to therapy, you work on yourself, you have a boss up journey, you enjoy being single for a little while, and then you get into another relationship while after you've healed. Because if you're vulnerable, if you're in a vulnerable state, you'll meet another narcissist, you meet another toxic person, and you'll get taken advantage of, and you'll get, you know, you'll miss the red flags again because you're vulnerable. So take your time to heal outside of a relationship, not inside of a relationship. Don't take that book bag of trauma into another relationship like narcissists do. Like, we have book bags. Like, we literally take the book bag and we try to unpack it in a relationship, but we end up just piling more into it. Like, the book bag is like literally just dragged. The straps are broken. The zipper done broke. Like, it's literally a terrible looking book bag full of trauma. And because narcissists try to work through the trauma, they try to work through the hurt, they try to work through the pain and the shame, and sometimes the little bit of regret and remorse they have, or the little bit of guilt that they might have, and take it into the next relationship and try to work through it. But they also, like, instead of trying to work through it, a lot of times what we do is project onto the other person, blame the last relationship for falling apart on the other person, do so much stuff, y'all. Project our insecurities, the things that make us most insecure, we bring that into the next relationship too. We put it, and we start to compare and contrast you to our exes. Like, we start, like, my ex used to do this. Like, you way worse than my ex. Oh, I miss my ex. My ex used to do this. My ex used to do that. And if you are dealing with a narcissist, you're going to get conditioned to think that you're not enough. So you start to subconsciously, you know, compete with the ex. You know what I mean? You're going to start to subconsciously compete with the ex. You know, I realize I say a lot. I watch some of my videos back. I keep saying the words, you know what I mean? I got to get that out. I got to stop saying that term. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got to stop saying that. I'm going to work on it, though, y'all. See, I'm actively listening. I don't watch my videos back, but when I, like, play them, when I'm trying to save them or something like that to upload them to a different platform, I'll catch myself saying that. I'm like, well, I keep saying that. It's just one of my phrases, I guess. But, yeah. If you're dealing with a person that is, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, or just somebody in general that is fresh out of a relationship and they're completely angry at the other person and blaming the other person, that person is bringing trauma to you. That person is bringing hurt and anger and rage to you. Slow down with that person or leave that person alone. That person is not ready. They'll tell you, they'll give you the red flags. The "all my exes are crazy" is a huge red flag, y'all. All my exes just treat me terribly. I'm just a soulful empath that just feels too much, and they take advantage of me. Y'all keep listening to stuff like that. Like, slow down. I know you might like this person. I know this person is probably love bombing the bejesus out of you, just putting the cheeks on you, or, you know, y'all just clapping cheeks back and forth. It's just, you know, round of applause, standing ovation type stuff. Standing ovation full of cheek clapping. Slow down, though. You have to, because if you don't slow down, you will typically miss the red flags. You just will. I tell this to people all the time. I say this saying all the time. The faster you're moving, the more likely you are to just blow by red flags. Like, oh, whew, the red flag right there. Oh, dang, I didn't notice that. Because you're moving too fast. Slow it down. Reel it in. Because if you do not reel it in, I promise you, you're going to miss a lot of things. I promise you, the person that you're dating or falling in love with is going to be taking their trauma out on you. They're going to be projecting their insecurities out on you. They're going to take the anger they have from their old ex and take it out on you, because they can't take it out on them no more unless they are still connected to them through kids and stuff like that. So if they don't have any other connection to their ex, like no kids, no anything, they're going to take it out on you more. Cause sometimes if they have kids and stuff like that, they'll divide up the narcissism, the toxicity. But if it's just you that they're focusing on, you're in for a ride. It is not gonna be, you know, you're in for a bumpy wild ride, and it's not one of those Six Flag rides where y'all gonna be having fun like, this is awesome. No, it's not gonna be like that. Yeah, what's that song from the Lego movie? Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when we part of a team. No, you will not be singing that song. You will not. You be singing, like, you know, I don't know what song you be singing. Some kind of terrible song. But you need to, like, just slow it down, y'all. If somebody is telling you the hurt and the trauma that they like, if you're just getting to know somebody and you think that they, if you get to know somebody and you listening to them talk and all they are talking about is the bad things in old relationships, if they just keep bringing up the old bad things in the previous relationship, my ex, I hate my ex. Oh my God. How long were y'all together? 4 years. When did y'all break up? Yesterday. Huh? What are you doing here with me? I just needed somebody to talk to, and you just seemed cool. Your Tinder profile was really, really cool, and I thought we were going to clap some cheeks tonight, too. Slow down, y'all. Slow it down. If people are working out their trauma on the first, second date, the first week, the first month, slow down. I'm telling you, they're going to unload that book bag in your front, in your living room floor, and you're going to see all the stuff that they've been through and all the stuff that they've put other people through. But they're going to, of course, they're going to project it and say the other person did it to them. Like, my ex did all this stuff to me. She cheated on me. She lied to me. She manipulated me. The whole time, it's them doing it. You just got to listen. I tell people all the time, like, if you listen to a narcissist close enough, they will tell it themselves. Oh, my light just went out. No, did it die? Did my ring light die? I think it did. No. Sorry, y'all. If y'all watching on my YouTube channel, like, my ring light just died. If you're watching my YouTube channel, my ring light just died. Oh, it lives. Sorry. But yeah, so you have to stand in your truth, y'all. Slow down, because like I said, narcissistic people, we like to bring our trauma and baggage into the next relationship and heal in the next relationship. If you are not a narcissist, if you're like a codependent or an empath, if you do this similar thing, if you do that as well, if you don't work through your trauma before getting into a new relationship, you're going to be vulnerable and you're going to be taken advantage of by a narcissistic person. So work, heal before moving on. Heal before moving on. Heal before taking the next steps in your life. Heal. Heal first. Don't be afraid to heal. Don't be afraid to be alone. Take some time to yourself. Relearn you. Relearn what you like to do and what you want to do. You know what I mean? And if I'm just telling you, don't let somebody else take that trauma out on you. Because narcissistic people like myself, we do. We'll work through it. We'll move on really, really fast. Haven't healed, haven't worked through anything, and just take it out on the next person. That's why it gets progressively worse. We'll do all the fun stuff in the beginning, the love bombing, but then it gets progressively worse. And everybody keep wondering, like, the new supply looks so happy. Of course they do. Didn't you look happy at first, too? Buckle up. Don't watch. Don't watch me watch TV. Well, anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. I really, really am. Yeah. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness Is Out. Peace. And my podcasters, you know what it is. Y'all get a few extra minutes. I really appreciate all of y'all. Hit that 5 stars on Apple Music if you haven't. I'm super thankful for every one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Peace.